The mind, when trained, brings happiness. In Pali, that's jittang dantang sukhavahang. The mind needs training, otherwise it just goes with its moods. And its moods tend to focus on what you want to do right here, right now. They don't think about the long term. If you want to find true happiness, you have to determine on, not as the Buddha said, not neglecting discernment, which means thinking about the long-term consequences of your actions. You've got to train yourself to think in those terms, because it's all too easy to go for the quick fix. So you need a teacher inside. Teachers outside can give you the basic principles and give you some ideas about what's worked for them. But you have to do the work yourself, which means you have to train your inner teacher too. The inner teacher has to be observant, see what needs to be done, and to think about the long term. And then pass those values on when you're deciding to do something. You have to be mindful, alert, and ardent. Those are the three qualities the Buddha emphasized. Mindful, keep in mind what your true happiness would be, and the kinds of actions that would lead to true happiness, like being generous, being virtuous, training the mind in goodwill. And then you're alert to see if you're actually doing those things, if you're actually applying those principles to your actions right here, right now. And then being ardent is wanting to do this well. The ardency is the wisdom there. You can know lots of things, and you can be aware of what you're doing. But if you don't really want to do things well, it's not very wise. Whatever knowledge you have doesn't have much use. The wisdom lies in taking what you know and putting it to the best use possible. That's to find a true happiness inside. Happiness that doesn't cause any harm to anybody, not harm to yourself, not harm to others. You're responsible in your happiness. A lot of people are very irresponsible. They just go for what they want. And they don't really care about how it affects other people. But if you want your happiness to last, you realize it can't harm other people, because if it harms others, they're not going to be happy to see you happy. They're going to do what they can to end your happiness. So for the long-term happiness, you've got to think about their well-being as well. And then you have to look at your actions to make sure they really are in line with what you want. This is a process the Buddha calls developing purity inside. It depends on being really alert to what you're doing and comparing it to what you know you should be doing. And then learning how to motivate yourself so that you really want to do it well. This too is a part of wisdom, knowing how to motivate yourself to want to do what may be difficult in the short term. Thinking about the long term and about the good benefits you're going to have if you go for the long term. This is a process that applies to all aspects of life. We do it in the meditation so we can understand what the mind is doing to cause unnecessary suffering for itself. And then we carry these same principles out into the world outside. So in our work, in our family, you think about the long-term consequences of your actions. You remember what's worked and what hasn't worked in the past. You're alert to what you're doing right here, right now. And you want to do it well. It's when you want to do it well and carry through with it, that's when you're wise. And that's when you've trained yourself. Your teacher's been trained, you've been trained. And that's what leads to genuine happiness.